We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, tonight's the national championship game. Clemson and LSU will play for the college football title. And I don't know about you, Rieger, but I'm not looking forward to this game the way I feel like I should.
I keep forgetting it's on. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know. I'm the same way.
I keep thinking, like, what am I going to do today? Oh, the national. Oh, the Pistons play the Pelican. No, the national title game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's six in one hand, half a dozen.
I'm going to watch both. I'll have the phone and the TV.
One of my kids said to me, like, last night as I was watching the Packers game, said, like, and when's the college championship? And I was like, April? I'm like, what are you talking about? I thought she was not about the Final Four. I'm like, oh, no, it's tomorrow night. That's right. It's tomorrow night. And I feel like we do this topic in some variation a lot, which is why can't college football get it right? Everybody loves college football, but yet I don't feel like America loves the college football national championship game. Greg, you love college football as much as most men. You know, when I think about the college football fans in my life, Greg Hargrave is at or near the top of the list because you're a big Michigan fan having gone there. But, you know, if UTEP were playing Arizona State Saturday night at 10:30, you might watch. So what's your feeling towards the game tonight?
I think it'll be an exciting game. I think once we kind of get the juices flowing and realize the...
No. I'm not talking about the game itself. I'm talking about your level of anticipation to watch the game. Like if the Michigan-Ohio State game in November is a 10 out of 10, which I'm guessing it probably was, where does this game rank on this list?
I would say moderate, maybe like a 5 or 6.
Right, and I think that's... Okay, well said. I'm glad you said it, just like we rehearsed it. But I think that's the problem. That's part of the problem.
I agree with you.
And I was thinking about this last night, okay? If LSU were to play Clemson and it were Saturday night football in late October, early November, Fowler and Herb Street, whatever, I'd be more excited for that game than I would for this game. Why?
Because it's almost out of sight, out of mind. I mean, the last time we saw these teams play was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's part of it.
It's ridiculous. The other thing, too, is I think that college football, we've made okay with it. It's over. The bowl season's over. When the bowl season ends, I feel it's done, and this is almost like a straggler. Like, oh, yeah, we got to play the national championship game. I think if you just moved it back, or moved it up, rather.
Like last Monday night.
Yeah, do it last Monday night, or even better, you could actually, before bowl season really starts to get going, or the first week of bowl season, designate a Saturday, play these semifinal games, and then after bowl season's over, like January 2nd, play the national title game. Boom.
I think that's a good argument, too. But here are the two things that struck me, and one of them's somewhat artificial, I will admit, but the other one really struck me. You know, one of my great things I like about college football is game day on ESPN. I love it. I think it's a great show.
Sure.
Why? Because it's on campus, they're surrounded by the crazy fans, and it just reeks of college football. They play these national championship games inside NFL stadiums, which I think sucks a lot of the life out of the game. I really do. And I don't know what the alternative is. You can't play this game in Death Valley or the other Death Valley. I get that. Maybe I'm biased towards the Rose Bowl. I think every championship game should be played at the Rose Bowl. But number one is the fact that the game is played in a neutral site stadium.
You could.
And number two, honestly, and this sounds corny to say, but the fact that the game's indoors instead of outdoors, I don't know. I mean, how many college football games are played in a dome? Syracuse.
See, but Jamie, this goes
North
back.
North Dakota State.
This goes back, no offense, this goes back to you. I've already admitted that I'm really weird about sports.
How dare you?
But this goes back to you and your weird sports annoyances.
No.
Yeah, I kind of think it does. Like the fact that the game is played indoors. Like for me, it's all about scheduling. It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, no, I
like,
think
but
there's...
for you, it's more. It's you rather play in a college stadium and you'd rather not be it indoors.
Don't get me wrong. I think you raise a great point about the scheduling. There's no one simple answer to this as to... And I'm sure for some people out there, they are eagerly and anticipating this game. And if you're a Clemson fan or an LSU fan, you're definitely looking forward to it. And that's great. So I'm not saying this is across the board, everybody feels this way. I was just thinking there last night, I'm like, why am I not looking forward to this game? And I do think the fact that it's being played in the Superdome as opposed to in, I don't know, a classic college football venue. I mean, when I think college football, I think great stadiums, great fan bases, great passion. And I just don't think there will be some fans there tonight who are very passionate, but it's just not the same.
I think you're picking the little things. It doesn't hurt college basketball at all to play in these domes.
I don't like it personally.
Yeah, but I don't hear anybody complain about that. Like
Greg
just fans.
Greg,
except
complain?
For the shooters. It's
well, you guys still miss
the
actual banner that would list the teams that are there.
I do.
I know you do.
And the floors.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
But don't you think like it's because you just got done watching a weekend of football, which you were eagerly anticipating. Like you love the idea, I'm sure. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. That's on top of your mind, right? That's what you're thinking about.
You're right. It's right. It's the hype. There's no hype
for this
game.
There is no hype
game.
Because there can't be hype when the NFL is doing what they're doing.
Right.
Even ESPN, they catered to the NFL all last week. Like, I think Friday they started covering the game. The teams were flying out or whatever. It was Thursday or Friday. But you get, the Super Bowl, you get a week's worth. But these playoff games and then the coaching moves and all that stuff, that's getting all the attention.
Which is why they'd be smart to kind of do what you're saying. New Year's Day is the holy grail of college football. Always has been, always will be. The national championship game should be played on New Year's Day.
Why can't they get that right? Seriously, like every time of the college football playoff, it's been weird. At first, it was on New Year's Eve, the semifinals, remember? Which was a totally awful idea.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work at all. That's why Michigan State lost how they did, 38-0, right?
Why would you mention that?
I'm sorry. It just popped up in my mind.
It did?
But it did.
That's
sorry. Weird. Yeah, I know. But no, why not just do it literally the semifinal games at the start of the bowl season and the championship game, the 8 o'clock game on New Year's Day? Boom. There you go. Done.
I
would go a step farther. Either,
or do
even,
it January 2nd.
And I would put it in the Rose Bowl all the time.
I'd be fine with that,
It'd
too.
It'd be 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock kickoff.
I'd
That's
love that.
It. I think a 6:30 kickoff would be awesome.
I
knew
people would go nuts over that.
So you know? Would just replace the Rose Bowl with the national title game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to move on and get away, this Big Ten and having to play there in the Pac-10, nonsense. Just put
Although
it,
I do kind of
To
like
me, the setting is perfect. I think that day would work no matter what, because the NFL will play New Year's Day. So occasionally,
if it's a Sunday, occasionally they'll switch it to the 2nd if January 1st falls on a Sunday.
I think before they do that, though, I think you need to wait for the NFL to announce what they're going to do with their schedule going forward, because there's a lot of chatter that they're backing the Super Bowl up to either the 2nd to last or the last Sunday in February. And so the NFL season would start later, and then you would have this staggering to where the college football playoff could happen, and then the next weekend you play the championship game, and it'd be right around New Year's Day. The NFL would be like in week 16.
Why, as a simple fix, why couldn't they have done it last week?
We talked about this on the air.
Why couldn't they have done it last Monday?
We talked about this on the radio, and we could not come up with a plausible solution. One of the things I suggested was because the Saints played on Sunday, but as Greg pointed out, the Saints very easily could have played a home game this weekend as well.
Right. You know how big this game is? It was so big last year that I watched the national championship game on my phone for the first half because it goes against The Bachelor, and that's what.
And you guys have two TVs?
But the kids are in bed upstairs, and it's complicated. So you don't want to be waking them up.
It's complicated. Let's go to Rick in Westland on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Jamie. How's it going?
Good, Rick. How are you?
Good. Hey, so I just wanted to say, I really, I'm a huge football fan, huge Michigan fan, but these playoffs have really screwed over, I think, the viewing experience, especially since, especially with the transfer portal, all these players not wanting to play in these bowl games, it really is making for a bad experience from a fan point of view, and I really think that since the playoffs have came, that it's made college football almost like a D-League for the NFL. And myself, I don't watch any Michigan games until the end of the year, Ohio State, Michigan State. I'm just, Rieger, I'm not I forgot the national championship was today because, again, it's pretty much predetermined at the beginning of the season who is going to go play, so what's the sense in watching any other game? And then all these other corporate bowl games, I just are worthless. Half the players don't even play that are trying to get to the league, which, again, I get you're getting paid, but, you know, why do you expect fans to pay to watch a diluted product?
Well, I mean, they watch it all season long. They watch, you know, the playoffs got very good ratings when they were on the whatever the date that was, the 28th of December, I want to say.
That was a Saturday night, yeah.
I'm curious. I mean, it doesn't. TV ratings don't tell the entire story, but I am curious to know what the ratings are going to be for this game, particularly in comparison to the weekend we had of NFL football. I got to think it's going to finish fifth of the five games, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. The other thing, too, is, Jamie, I don't think it does it any favors that everybody believes, maybe you guys are different, but I believe that LSU is just going to blow the doors off Clemson. And I think last year, I mean, people probably thought Alabama would blow the doors off Clemson.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But so maybe things will be different. But LSU looks so dominant against Oklahoma that it does take a little bit away from me wanting to watch this game. Now, of course, I'm going to watch, and, you know, we all will. But and maybe Clemson keeps it close, but I kind of think it's going to be a blowout, a shellacking. And I don't think that does the anticipation any favors.
All right. Some of our ticket texters are echoing the emotions we feel about the game tonight. I've lost interest. Forgot today was the game. Plus a Monday game. Who cares? A New Year's championship game will be better. You can have people over and make it a fun event.
It's a great point, by the way.
I mean, you can still do it tonight, Monday night. Monday night is a traditional football night because of Monday night football, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I just feel like there's something about, we talk about this with the basketball. The Final Four is the thing. People remember the Final Fours, makes it to Final Fours. You try to get to the Final Four, Final Four banners. No one raises a banner, well, maybe they do, for getting to the Final Two. It's almost like getting to the Final Four is the biggest, the
right,
second biggest thing.
Because
and then
it's
winning
also
the national
on a Saturday night, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And which
then
it's
by Monday
easier to
night,
just kind of take her all in.
Right, and then by Monday night, half the fans have left the city because their team's lost on Saturday, and the Monday night game just has a lesser appeal to it, you know? I mean, it's the fact that the game starts at what time tonight? 8:15?
8 o'clock.
And you know it'll go well past midnight because college games just are longer and they're going to do a halftime show and all that. It's just that part of it's a little bit discouraging as well. I agree with Jamie 100%. There it is.
That's all.
Actually, can you say that so we can get that drop in the system?
You want me to say that?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a great matchup. An NFL indoor stadium takes away from what the game should be.
Please.
Football's meant to be played outdoors. Indoor football will always feel artificial.
So why the Lions games suck, right? Not that they lose, but because it's indoors. I mean, come on. You know the funny thing about it
hey,
is
listen.
Living in the Midwest, I used to be like y'all. I used to say outdoor football's where it's at. I'm moving to Chicago, which I'm sure a lot of people would appreciate because then you wouldn't hear me here anymore. But The older I get,
yeah,
dude, I love the indoor game.
You're old. By the way,
I don't like the elements getting through. The cold goes right through me.
Greg is having a stellar performance on Twitter today because I noticed the same thing. Kang, the producer for the Carson Anderson show, tweeted out about 8 minutes ago. I like the Tigers tonight.
Kang.
I walked out there and I said, you're worse than Stoney. You're banned from Twitter.
That's bad.
How can you tweet that?
Even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It strikes me that he just now realized this morning that it's the Tigers against the Tigers.
At least the Lions didn't lose this weekend.
Oh, that's a good one, Tom. Oh, I like when the Lions are on the bye. Hey, the bye didn't beat them this time. You guys should do a topic like that. The dumbest sports jokes that you've heard throughout the course of doing this job.
The bye is a big one.
The bye is a big one.
Yeah.
The bye is the top of the
Lions ball. Can't lose this weekend. They're on a bye.
Can I tell my Matt joke again? I feel it was so good it needs to be heard
Go
again.
Ahead. We got the laugh track ready.
Oh, good. So Matt Nagy won the NFC North last year, and Matt LaFleur won the NFC North this year and is going to the NFC Championship game. Here in Detroit, we have a Matt, too. Doormat. Premature.
No, they were anticipating the joke.
But they just know it's going to be funny, of course, yes.
A college championship game should be on a weekend. A Monday night game is stupid. Problem with that is you have the football, you know, the NFL playoffs. So we're going to do
Friday it. Friday night then. Do it Friday night, then football all on Saturday and Sunday.
Or they could call the NFL and say, hey, Raj, how about on Saturday you do a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock
kick? Yeah, that's going to go over well.
I was going to say, and then the reaction you would get would be the laughter. I remember when the Wings and the Pistons, the Wings were in the Stanley Cup Final and the Red Wings were, or the Pistons were in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Those were good days, yeah.
2009. And I remember we were, because there were a couple games that happened on the same night at the Palace and at the Joe. And somebody suggested, well, since the NHL's in the final round, they should have precedence. So maybe Bettman could call Stern and see if he'd switch the games.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what did
to
happen?
To which David Stern would be like, I'm sorry, who's this? I know he used to work for me, but I don't recognize the name.
The Tigers, on a very important Monday game against the Royals, when the Royals were kind of like on the uptick, it was Verlander, I believe, pitching, but both the Tigers were supposed to play at 7 o'clock on a Monday, and the Lions played against the Bears on Monday Night Football. And the Tigers moved their game back to 4 o'clock.
The Giants, the New York Giants. It was the opener of the season. It was Jim Caldwell's first game. They played, the Tigers played like a 4 o'clock the Bears game you're thinking of is when the Tigers were in the ALCS
and they
against
actually
the
lost
Rangers.
That game,
Ryan Perry.
Yeah. Ooh, look at you.
I feel like the national championship game's ratings may fall because of the 2-week wait. I would like the game last Monday. The shine was wearing off for fans rather than those of Clemson and LSU. That's from Joe. Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't. Like why they didn't do it last Monday.
I don't
what the
either.
Reasoning was.
But
I really
the good
have
thing
no
is
idea.
The fact that it's today, there's something to watch tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.